appropriate for Pope Francis to question anyone's faith. In last night's CNN town hall event, Bush noted that he is a Catholic. Pope Francis said GOP candidate Donald Trump's proposal to build a massive wall along the U.S.-Mexican border is unchristian. A Chicago judge hears arguments today on whether Ted Cruz is eligible to run in the Illinois presidential primary. An Illinois man argues that the Texas senator doesn't meet the Constitution's natural-born citizen requirement for president because he was born in Canada. Cruz insists he's a natural-born citizen because his mother is a U.S.-born citizen. This is USA Radio News.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings, only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
When you first get your coffee in the morning, it's piping hot. But then it starts to cool down, and then it becomes totally lukewarm before turning cold. Sad and cold. But if you got an extra large coffee from 7-Eleven in our Stay Hot Cup, it would stay hot a lot longer, not sad and cold. Get delicious, hot and fresh 7-Eleven coffee in our Stay Hot Cup for an even hotter price. Plus tax where applicable, limited time offer at participating locations.
We are hearing a lot this morning about the Pope's comments about Donald Trump, and some people are pointing out that the Pope never actually called Donald Trump a non-Christian. USA's senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
Many news outlets ran with the story the Pope said Donald Trump was not a Christian, but one media expert is saying that's not really true. Rick Henshaw, the director of communications for the Catholic League, explained on USA Radio's Trending Today with Rusty Humphreys.
If all a person talks about is building a wall and not building bridges, that's not in the gospel. And so if that's all a person talks about, he's not Christian. But he also said, if that's what he said, and he said, and I will give the benefit of the doubt on that. So he tried to be very nuanced.
Because Trump has said in the past he doesn't want to break up families that are in the U.S., it means he doesn't fit the description given by the Pope. I'm Jason Wirt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When you first get your coffee in the morning, it's piping hot. But then it starts to cool down. And then it becomes totally lukewarm before turning cold.
Sad and cold.
But if you got an extra large coffee from 7-Eleven in our Stay Hot Cup, it would stay hot a lot longer, not sad and cold. Get delicious, hot and fresh 7-Eleven coffee in our Stay Hot Cup for an even hotter price. Plus tax where applicable, limited time offer at participating locations.
This is National Children's Dental Health Month, and the American Academy of Pediatric Dentistry's president, Dr. Robert De La Rosa, says tooth decay in kids is still a big problem.
Untreated tooth decay can lead to other illnesses like sinus infections, ear infections, lost school hours across the country. There are 51 million school hours each year lost due to dental issues.
Dr. De La Rosa says kids should brush their teeth 2 minutes twice a day with parental help until as late as age 9, and they should have a pediatric dentist by age 1. You can also go to mychildrensteeth.org for suggestions on getting the whole family engaged in children's dental health. A new report indicates that one out of three adults isn't getting enough sleep at night. Randy Fuller has the details.
A new study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that adults aged 18 to 60 years old should be getting at least 7 hours of sleep per night. Getting less than 7 hours is associated with increased risk for developing diabetes, high blood pressure, and other health issues. The CDC said getting those electronic devices out of the bedroom can help people get the proper sleep they need at night. Certain groups are getting even less sleep, including Native Hawaiians and Pacific Islanders, Blacks, American Indians, and Alaska Natives. According to the findings, people from Hawaii get the least sleep, while those from South Dakota get the most.
I'm Randy Fuller.
Oh, Randy, don't you know that yawning is infectious? Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor. And this is USA Radio News.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. good day and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
And the weather forecast for today is an improvement. Partly sunny skies and a high near 38. Light and variable winds for the Hunterdon County area becoming southerly around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, a slight chance of snow and sleet before midnight, then a slight chance of freezing rain between midnight and 3 a.m. A slight chance of snow after 3 a.m. Mostly cloudy skies with a low around 30, and the south winds will be between 6 and 9 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 20%. On Saturday, spring is in the air, mostly sunny skies and a high near 55. Southwesterly winds between 6 and 10 miles per hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 37, and westerly winds between 5 and 8 miles per hour. On Sunday, a slight chance of rain after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 53 degrees. Westerly winds between 5 and 8 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 20%. Sunday evening, a chance of rain again, mainly after 8 p.m., mostly cloudy skies, and a low around 34. The chance of precipitation is 50%, and new precipitation amounts will be between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, possibly. Monday, start your work week off with partly sunny skies and a high near 47. The temperatures will go down Monday evening under mostly cloudy skies and a low around 28.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And good morning. You're listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show, here every Friday morning between 10 and 11. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon County, your host of the show, and we're always glad to be here on the air. It's a privilege and something that became a wonderful opportunity thanks to the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and its wonderful vision of an internet radio show. So here we are, and so many years later, in fact. And Hunterdon Helpline is going to be 47 years old this year. So lots to celebrate, wonderful things on the horizon, wonderful ways to support Hunterdon Helpline. It is your first call for help, like I said, for 47 years here in Hunterdon County and even beyond. We are known for so many different things, but basically our first assist program 24/7, 365 days out of the year. We are there to answer your call for anything, any issue that you need resolved, challenges that you are facing, whether it be employment, emergency shelter, suicide prevention, support for children, youth, and families, physical and mental health resources. Again, 24/7, 365 days out of the year with a Pony Express. We don't even take off for the holidays. And you can reach us at 1-800-272-4630. That's 1-800-272-4630 or 908-782-HELP. Because again, we are your first call for help. And one of the things that we do for both Hunterdon and Somerset County is shelter the homeless. When those agencies close at the end of the day, the phone calls come to Hunterdon and Helpline for those in need who are don't have a place to go, who are in need of emergency assistance, and we shelter them, again, both in Hunterdon and Somerset counties. So we can be very busy this time of the year, even though spring is hopefully fast approaching. It's still very cold out there, and we've had a winter of ups and downs. We can't complain. We've had some of those days of 50 degrees and wondered, oh my gosh, I guess global warming is true. But we've also had sub-freezing temperatures as well. And we've been quite busy in both counties, especially the last few weeks. We probably have averaged about 15 shelters a night, and we don't have actual shelters. Somerset uses the YMCA North Plainfield, but that, because of what we call Code Blue, when it's very cold outside, was full for the last several weeks, if not the entire month. And so we shelter at various motels in the area. Here in Hunterdon County, we shelter people in motels because we don't have one sort of foundation host, if you will, like the YMCA, although I do have a shout-out for our Hunterdon County YMCA, who's there always there on the ready. We did have a homeless couple last year who was out on the street and just wanted to take a shower, and so the YMCA opened its doors. That was here in Hunterdon, and we were very grateful for that. But it's an every night thing. Again, we start getting the calls around 4:30 in the afternoon when the government agencies are closing down, and we go into action. Our community resource specialists are providing, coordinating that shelter for the individual or the family. We do have families, people with children. A couple of weeks ago, we had a mom and three children, and all this week we've had a mom and a daughter, and it's not a good thing. How do we get these people into situations that can improve this for them, regardless of how they got to this situation? Well, we rely on the other agencies and organizations in the area who have various programs that that can prevent homelessness or take a person out of homelessness. And certainly here in Hunterdon County, we have several different organizations. Family Promise, of course, I hope you all have heard of them. And they do shelter families who are homeless. But it's not just providing a shelter. It's about the long-term solution as well. How do we give them financial stability so that this does not happen? How do we give them mental and physical health resources so this does not happen? How do we get them employed so this does not happen? And, of course, Hunterdon Helpline's work connectivity is all about that. We try to connect our clients with the jobs that are available here in their own county. And we've been successful. It's also been a difficult road, but I'm glad to say that we've placed people, and it's made a huge, huge difference in their lives. You know, people call us all the time, as I said before, for so many different reasons. It could be utility assistance. I can't pay my electric bill. What do I do? And of course, we have resources for that here in the county to assist them, hopefully, if they're eligible. Sometimes they're not. But why can't somebody pay their utility bill? Oftentimes, it's because they are unemployed or underemployed, or they've had a situation such as a medical crisis, or perhaps their car broke down, and in order to get to work and not lose their job, they had to put that money into the car repair. You know, we've all been there in one sense or another at various stages in our lives. You know, even the wealthiest among us have had experiences of being stranded somewhere without a credit card, without cash. What do you do when that emergent need occurs? And we really want to help in that moment. But more importantly, when we start looking at these other programs, how can we help in the long term? So I will be back after a few words from our sponsors, as they say, and discuss this even further with you. So stay tuned.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a friend.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. I am Susan Lax, your host of the show, and we've been talking about Hunterdon Helpline and the sheltering program it has for the homeless. This is emergency need only. If our homeless client needs shelter for an evening because of the temperatures, or they just got kicked out, they haven't been able to figure out what they're going to do next, go to social services, etc., this is for that interim period. And what's interesting is people think, oh, we have to get the homeless off the street. We really don't. But thank goodness that we have federal and state funds so that each of the local governments can address this. They establish policies in their own way and how we are going to help the people in our community. And then organizations such as Helpline receive those funds, and then we coordinate the services that the client needs. I was saying that we've had probably an average of 12 to 15 people a night this past month when the temperatures dropped below 32. Again, while this is emergency services, some of these people are chronic homeless clients who, for whatever reason, are homeless all the time. I mean, it's not just that emergent need. They got evicted. They got kicked out by their parents. Some of the reasons that we encounter every day. A disaster in the house, a gas leak, or what have you. Our chronic homeless, we know them well. Those who come in literally out of the woods. And when they come to us, they might not be eligible for assistance, public assistance, for a variety of different reasons. But when those temperatures drop, again, depending upon the county that they live in, we can accommodate them for emergency shelter. And I was saying again before the break that In Hunterdon, that means shelter at local motels. In Somerset, it means the YMCA in Plainfield, if it still has beds available, or the motels in Somerset that we're allowed to use to shelter them. You know, we have a lot of stereotypes surrounding our homeless, and one of the first, I think, prejudices we have in Hunterdon County, being a wealthy county, is that we don't have homelessness, but obviously we do, and every community have people who are somehow disenfranchised, marginalized, what have you, or suffering from a mental illness or an addiction, or just can't seem to make it. And the numbers definitely have increased since the Great Recession, as they're calling it. We have people who were working at one time and who were making a living and able to support themselves and their families. And through lack of employment, their lives just basically disintegrated as they knew it once to be. So a variety of different stories when we talk to our clients. No two people are the same. No two stories are the same. And we try our best to not just give them that emergency assistance, but also, if they're willing, to try to find a program or service that will get them back on track. Before the break, I started talking about how somebody calls for utility assistance, for instance, it's usually because of some other need that they have. They could be unemployed. They could have put their money instead in car repair so that they could keep their job. You know, the list goes on and on. And our homeless clients, again, are very similar. Many of our utility assistance clients, unfortunately, turn into the homeless because the bills get away from them, the rent gets away from them, etc. And the sad part about this is that we have so many organizations in the area that can help, not all the time, but still can provide assistance. I mentioned Family Promise. Sometimes the Salvation Army has government funding for quick remedies. Catholic Charities, etc. Again, it depends upon your eligibility. So often there are rules to which funding you are able to access. But the part about this that is sad is that people keep going through the same motions over and over again, not knowing what the resources are out there, not knowing that they can, in fact, lift themselves up through an available program that could provide them assistance. One of those programs is Thrive. It's a United Way of Hunterdon County initiative. Hunterdon Helpline's a part of that. And Thrive is really sort of to catch that person before they fall over the rye, so to speak, to really say, okay, you're sort of on the precipice here. How can we improve your finances? How can we improve your ability to basically become financially successful so that you don't end up missing the utility bill, missing the rent, and finally ending up in a situation where you are in fact homeless and calling for emergency shelter? And again, this is a sort of a step above, where somebody hasn't experienced the major triggers, if you will, of homelessness yet, but they certainly don't have financial stability, and without that are either in a static place where they'll never be able to get further along, or they're in a very tenuous place where they might in fact recede into a situation such as homelessness. So Thrive's a great program. The coach takes the client through a variety of steps to determine where they are financially. They get financial counseling. They get job counseling. all kinds of resources are made available so that they can start to make a plan that will, in fact, lead them to better financial stability and or to stability and then hopefully to success. So that's just one of the programs. I mentioned Family Promise, and that's for somebody who is already in the situation of homelessness, a family. But again, Family Promise does not just put that family up for the night or the week or what have you. It is an entire holistic program. So they, too, get counseling. They do get referred to job programs. They get parental education. A variety of different resources go into assisting that family so that they can literally climb out of homelessness and hopefully be successful in the future. And again, working with Family Promise, we've been able to assist two families in particular with employment, and it's led to success in other areas as well. You know, I always say that that short-term problem needs to be fixed, but if we can fix it with an eye on the long-term issues, then we actually put somebody on the road to success. It's basically, you know, the old proverb, don't just give the fish, but teach the person how to fish. But again, do they know? Do they know where to go to find out about these resources and opportunities? And that's what 100 and Helpline has been doing for all these years, for over four decades, giving that kind of information, assessing the client's needs, determining what the best approach is, and then finding the best programs and services to meet that plan. And I don't care what the need is or where the person is in terms of their economic levels and situation. If they call Helpline, we can, again, assess their needs and determine what opportunities are out there to address those challenges. We have a database of 1,500 programs and services in the area that can help with anything alphabetically from abuse and addiction to utility assistance. And if we can't find it on that list, you know, I'll tell you, I'll eat my hat. Now, here's the catch. It sounds all great. You call Helpline at 908-782-HELP, 908-782-HELP. And we access the different programs and services. Some of them might be our own. Some of them might be another organization's programs and services, like Hunted and Prevention Resources, like, you know, the something simple like the food pantry, Meals on Wheels. All of those different agencies are available and ready to assist if they have money. So that is an issue. I'm going to talk about that in the next segment because we have the resources, we have the opportunities to help someone. Do we have the funding to support those resources? And that's huge, particularly when it comes to the nonprofits in the area and the nonprofits here in Hunterdon County, because we rely on grants and donations, and when people think that we do not have those problems here in Hunterdon County, the nonprofits oftentimes get less funding than they would someplace else to help a very similar population. So first and foremost, if you're listening and you know somebody who is in need, who doesn't know where to turn for help, it's very simple. You send them to 100 and Helpline. We will talk with them. We'll do an intake. Again, assess their needs and determine who, what, how we can assist. And the number is 908-782-4357. 908-782-HELP. You can also find out about our programs and services by visiting us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org. Helplinehc.org. That's helplinehc.org. I'm going to take a break, come back, and talk about funding for all these worthwhile organizations who make a difference in the lives of people who are desperately in need.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
And he also talked about having a wall is not Christian, and he's got an awfully big wall at the Vatican, I will tell you.
Donald Trump responding to the Pope's criticism of his wall proposal as three Republican presidential candidates are finished with the second part of a CNN town hall-style event in South Carolina. Donald Trump, Jeb Bush, John Kasich were featured. Donald Trump says he, quote, may have supported the Iraq War in 2002 before changing his mind and opposing it. Trump said that on last night's CNN town hall event after being confronted about an interview he did on Howard Stern's radio show in 2002. Trump sidestepped questions about his claim last week that President George W. Bush lied to create a rationale to invade Iraq. Pope Francis is suggesting a radical way to prevent the Zika virus. The Pope suggests contraceptives may be used to help prevent the disease, despite the Catholic Church's traditional ban on birth control. A Chicago judge hears arguments today on whether Ted Cruz is eligible to run in the Illinois presidential primary. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 75 years, Geico's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call Geico. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings, only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area. Slightly higher temperatures than we've been experiencing. Partly sunny skies today and a high near 38. Light and variable winds becoming southerly around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, a slight chance of snow and sleet before midnight. Then a slight chance of freezing rain between midnight and 3 a.m. Then a slight chance of snow after 3 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 30 degrees. Southwesterly winds between 6 and 9 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 20%. On Saturday, mostly sunny skies and a high near 55. Southwesterly winds between 6 and 10 miles per hour. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 37. And westerly winds between 5 and 8 miles per hour. Sunday, a slight chance of rain. After 1 p.m., partly sunny skies and a high near 53. Westerly winds between 5 and 8 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Sunday night, a chance of rain mainly after 8 p.m., mostly cloudy skies, and a low around 34. The chance of precipitation is 50%. And Monday, we have partly sunny skies with a high near 47. And the evening with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 28. You're listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show here on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet radio station. I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline and your host. And we've been talking about homelessness here in Hunterdon County and Somerset as well, because Hunterdon Helpline helps shelter those individuals who are in need, particularly at this time of year with the cold weather seeming to be a constant. And it has increased the last few weeks with the weather going below freezing. So we have had our averages of sheltering increase due to that cold weather. And just to throw out some of the jargon, every county has their own policies. They're not all the same, even within New Jersey. So one county has a different policy regarding sheltering in an emergency situation, and another county could be totally different. The degrees of temperature that warrant emergency shelter could be different from one county to the other. And we have the jargon called code blue. That code blue here in Hunterdon County is below 32 degrees. And what that means is we will shelter people who might otherwise not be sheltered because they do not qualify or what have you. But if that person, you know, hasn't been through the system, if you will, or hasn't tried to access assistance that they are no longer eligible for, simply somebody who's stranded in Hunterdon County, somebody who suddenly became homeless through eviction or through a catastrophe in the house like a gas leak or a fire or what have you. Of course, they're sheltered regardless of temperature, regardless of what the weather is. In the summertime, we have code red, and code red means that the heat index is so high that it is not healthy to be outside for the homeless client that perhaps is staying in the woods or behind a vacant building, etc. And so we have code blue and code red. And what I wanted to talk about this segment was about the funding, because again, we rely so much on grants from governments, and that could be federal, state, and local, but also corporate donations, foundation donations, and individual donations. And the one thing that all the nonprofits face here in Hunterdon County is getting over the prejudice that the nonprofits are not helping a lot of people here in the county because it's one of the wealthiest and we don't have these types of problems. Well, the fact is that we do have these types of problems, and when the nonprofits answer an RFP for a grant, for instance, for a foundation, from a government agency or what have you, obviously they have to prove that there is a need for this. But it is getting more and more difficult. And it's, you know, I have to say it's more and more difficult in Newark and Trenton as well, you know, since the recession and funding being lower than it was prior to that. But I do feel that people need to understand that our neighbors are in need, and whether we are one of the wealthiest counties in the country or not, we still have people who are in need. We still have people who will benefit from assistance, who can be contributing citizens in our community if they're given a break. And what is a break? Just one of the opportunities that the nonprofits, I've mentioned some of them. You can go to givehunterdon.org and see quite a few, about 15 organizations here in Hunterdon County that provide all kinds of programs and services for people who are in need. Learn about them, donate to them. But the funding is truly, truly important. Because we can't help them. We can't pay for our own infrastructure, our staffing, our office, our telephones to coordinate some of these resources. We can't pay for the materials. So what I'm basically saying is you may think Hunterdon County is wealthy. It is, but there are also among us those who don't have those same advantages and those same opportunities, and you can help them. You can help them first and foremost if they have an issue and they don't know where to go by telling them to call Hundred and Helpline. Again, that number is 908-782-4357. If you want to remember it, 908-782-HELP. And you can also help by donating, and not just the Hundred and Helpline, but like I said, the other nonprofits in our area. Give Hundred and is an organization of nonprofits in the area coming together, pooling some resources to get the word out about what they do, how they do it, and what their needs are. And it's really about educating. I said earlier that we have so many people who are in need who have no clue that there are these programs and services there to help them. And they become truly in a worse situation, go deeper and deeper and deeper into debt, deeper and deeper and deeper into mental illness, because they don't know that these services are available, and most of the time are free. And emphasis on free, because now we go back to the donations, because we cannot do this without those donations. There's not one Hundred and Helpline program that we charge a fee for. Our clients can access any one of our programs for free because we depend upon donations to provide the resources for us to provide the opportunity for the client. And we want those clients to succeed, and it's a lot easier when they don't have a fee-based program that they have to go to. So again, Give Hundred In, go to givehundredin.org, read up about these different organizations. What's interesting is you can also donate material things. Each one of the organizations listed there has both a monetary need and a materialistic need. So an organization might need chairs. An organization such as Youth Services Commission might need beds. Another one might need a computer for their client's day room. So it doesn't always have to be money. Anything is appreciated. And so when you read up about the different organizations, you're going to see what their needs are. Also, what their volunteer needs are. I will tell you right now that, again, it's a busy time because we are sheltering homeless people from 4:30 to 8 o'clock in the morning. And without our volunteers doing some of the other work that we do, you know, we just wouldn't be able to manage this. We have over 90 volunteers across our various programs and services, and they truly make us run, make us tick. I like to say Hundred and Helpline runs on volunteers. So that's another thing that you'll see at givehundredin.org. What organization needs volunteers? Another way to give. And you can translate volunteer hours into a monetary donation very easily. You know, to hire that person would cost X amount of dollars. And so when somebody does it voluntarily, it is truly not just an asset, but it's a gift, an absolute gift. So I encourage you all to figure out how you can help. Can you help monetarily and write a check? Again, you can go to these different websites. You can go to 100 and Helpline at www.helplinehc.org. There's always a donate button. There's always a PayPal. There's always an easy way to help you help us. Or you can write a check. You can obviously mail that. You can provide some of the material needs. And, of course, you can volunteer. So there's a tremendous amount of community effort in taking care of ourselves. We don't live on an island alone. We rely on each other, sometimes more often than other times. I've been listening to the debates and the town halls and have heard some really great sound bites about people in our community stepping up to help each other and how we can affect change simply through our own efforts, not just government efforts. So kind of was inspired by that, and I hope you will be too. Going to take another break now and be back to wrap things up and tell you a little bit more about what's going on with Hunterdon Helpline.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And welcome back to Hunterdon Helplines, Hands Across Hunterdon. You know, we named this show Hands Across Hunterdon because it's really about all the hands coming together here in our community to make a difference. And it's not just about Hunterdon Helpline. And I, in the last segment, pointed that out with givehunterdon.org and the organizations in this area that need your help so that they can continue the good work. Even though Hunterdon Helpline is sort of this umbrella agency, 24/7 fielding calls, determining what a client's needs are, and referring them to other organizations as well as our own programs and services, we all are in this together. We could not function. Our First Assist program that's been in operation for 47 years, starting out as a teen hotline, could not function without the collaboration of all the other organizations. While we have a very broad focus, many of the other organizations, for instance, Safe and Hunterdon, is a very narrow focus. We're talking about domestic violence. But that doesn't mean that they then don't refer back to Hunterdon Helpline to find out once that person is in a safe and secure environment, how can she or he go on to make a new life for themselves? Well, that's where we could come in and say, okay, let's get them in a work program. Let's get them in a education program. Let's get them in a certification program, something that will establish them in a new job, something that will give them better education to obviously better access the kinds of opportunities that we need as individuals to thrive and simply exist in our communities. So it's a spider web of integration and collaboration. It is networking. It is truly a community effort for everyone to embrace an individual and offer them the solutions that they need to become stable but even more successful. So it is amazing, especially being the executive director of Hunterdon Helpline and having come up through the ranks first as a volunteer, to really learn about the organizations in our county that are reaching out to those in need. It is truly, truly amazing. One of the great things about working for Hunterdon Helpline, particularly when you're a community resource specialist, is we know Hunterdon County. We know Hunterdon County like the back of our hands, with our eyes closed, with just a connection that you otherwise might not know. And it is truly amazing when somebody starts working with us, when they start out, even if they were born and reared here in Hunterdon County and they think they know, you know, what's out there. I would say by the end of a month, they are amazed that they didn't know this, or they didn't know that, or they weren't aware of this organization, or they weren't aware of that organization. Unfortunately, we talked about outreach earlier and how we really need to get the word out to people who are in need that there are these resources and that they should call Hunterdon Helpline for assistance. But it's tough. If you're not experiencing a need, then, you know, you're kind of oblivious to what's out there in terms of the organizations. Until you have that need or have a friend who has that need, then suddenly, you know, the light comes on. Oh my gosh, where do I go? What do I do? Who can help me? And then you suddenly realize, wow, this is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Particularly, you know, with our homeless, being aware of that. As I said at the very start of this show, that we do have people here in Hunterdon County who are homeless, who are in fact in need. And what's interesting is we did a report along with social services, I guess 2 years ago now, or a year and a half ago, to determine where the majority of our homeless is demographically. And it was quite interesting. Single women between 20 and 30 were top heavy with that group, and were also top heavy with men who are 50 years and older. And in that category, even older. You know, we have many people who are in their 60s. We have somebody who is 74 years of age and, you know, is living out in the community until such time as he needs the emergency shelter because of the weather and so forth, and he gives us a call. And it's interesting to see these. I mean, they're almost like two opposite ends of the spectrum. You know, the young woman and the senior man. So, again, problem does exist here, and we are asking that it's understood. We're asking that it is supported through funding, and we are asking that there's an education about the problem here in Hunterdon County, and people can do something about it. Do I think that we can ever cure homelessness? No. I think it probably, somebody got kicked out of that cave, thousands of years ago, and somebody will always, for whatever reason, become on the periphery of society. Many different reasons going into that, whether it's addictions, mental health, whether it's economic reasons, disaster reasons, etc. It will always exist. But can we reduce the numbers? I think we can. And I think we can also look at it realistically and help those people in this moment, in this time, find the resources that they need to overcome their challenges and get them into permanent housing. I think we can do it. I've seen us do it. I've seen social services do it. I've seen all these different organizations that we work with do it. Do we do it as frequently as we need to do it? No. And again, I believe that falls back on the lack of funding, because we cannot, as an organization, operate any more than a business can without resources, without funding to pay the bills, to pay the staff, etc. And, you know, there's a, this came up the other day in conversation with my board of trustees. When we go for grants, there's this barrier that nonprofits have to fight all the time. And that is the limit on administrative funding. Different grantors have different limits. Generally, it's no more than 15%. Some as low as 10%. And the reason is because we want to be altruistic, I believe. I believe we want to give from the heart. And we feel as though if we're going to give, then we want to give, say, for instance, education. I want my money going to the book that a person receives. I don't want my money going to the person who ordered that book, who delivered that book to the client, who showed that client how to use the book. And I think we need to get over that. I'm not the only one. I'm not in the minority. I'm in the majority. More and more nonprofits are trying to explain to their grantors that we, like any business, need to fund operations in order to get the programs and services to the person in need. It's impossible to do this unless you are a billionaire, an altruistic billionaire who's going to do this all using your own money. It is impossible to do this without funding. It's no different than any other business. So I ask you to consider that when you do make a donation. I'm asking the grantors, the community foundations, the corporate foundations to consider this when they're making a donation and realize that they pay their own staff. Do we have people who abuse the system? We have that in business as well, as we've seen, obviously, over the last several years. So think about it. Do something about it. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
And he also talked about having a wall is not Christian, and he's got an awfully big wall at the Vatican, I will tell you.
Donald Trump responding to the Pope's criticism of his wall proposal as three Republican presidential candidates are finished with the second part of a CNN town hall-style event in South Carolina. Donald Trump, Jeb Bush, John Kasich were featured. Donald Trump says he, quote, may have supported the Iraq War in 2002 before changing his mind and opposing it. Trump said that on last night's CNN town hall event after being confronted about an interview he